reach for the fucking stars.
You get to say fuckface all day.
That is deep.
Sorry, did you say fruit roll-up toilet paper?
Because it's very confusing right now.
What the fuck is this?
Total nuts.
And that's a nugget of wisdom.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Star Week.
So, you know what, people out there, for some reason, I feel compelled to talk to you a little bit about the word accident. Now, we all have accidents from time to time, especially little ones. Fender benders, goofs, or maybe you ran over some stranger's fucking heel with that goddamn shopping cart because you wasn't looking where the fuck you was going. See? Or other goofs, like at a party. A guy approaches some distinguished older gentleman and his partner to tell him that he has a lovely daughter, only to find out that young girl is that old-ass man's wife. See, that person didn't mean to say some stupid shit like that. They thought they were being complimentary. That shit was an accident. And you say, my bad, fucking accident.
You don't do that out here, though, in L.A.
What?
I mean, you see younger women with older men a lot. You wouldn't just assume that was their daughter. You'd figure that was their wife or their Kumar, as they would say in The Sopranos.
Fuck
yeah, I do the opposite. I'm always like, your wife is your very lucky man. And then he says, that's my daughter.
And see, Martin's right. That motherfucker's still lucky to have a beautiful daughter. See? See?
Well, Martin's is, it's weird. I feel that's a little creepier. Like, that one is worse, I feel like.
No.
You were being conservative, but the end result was worse, I think.
Unless the girl is also pregnant. Now you're really fucking up. See? Now you're really fucking up.
Whose baby is it? I hope it's not his.
See, it gets convoluted. You walk away, leave.
That's right, just like that.
I'm surprised something got convoluted on here. It doesn't happen that often.
Yeah. So anyway, that person didn't mean to say something stupid like that. They thought they were being complimentary. Accident! Or was it? See, accidents are just unexpected shit that was supposed to happen. Check this out. That car jumps out in front of you and you hit that shit. Right? The accident, right? No. That was some shit you didn't expect, but it had to happen. See, now, you got to get out, yell at the person for a little while, wait for a police officer, exchange information. All of that shit takes time. Time that you needed to take. Because if that shit didn't happen, you would have gotten home on time and found your young-ass wife in bed with the guy who thought she was your daughter. See that? You're that old-ass man. You're that old motherfucker from the party. You're the old-ass man with the young-ass wife.
It's like you're pitching an HBO Max series. That seemed like the pilot episode of something you'd see on cable.
Of course it is. See? That's the old switcheroo. See?
Oh, yeah.
See that, Martin? You see that?
I don't. I think I missed it.
The man, Martin. Remember from the party? Oh, remember the guy with the
dude from the party?
That's me?
It could be you.
I have a young wife.
I don't know.
Okay.
It could be you, Miles. No, Miles, it's you.
It's fucking you, Miles. Martin made at least he did some dialogue. I'm not in this pilot.
My agent turned it down. No, it's you.
I found the script very convoluted. I think what he was trying to say is that an accident is just a surprise and accidents have to happen. They're just part of the fabric of reality, right? They just happen because they're supposed to, and they're only accidents to you because you didn't expect it, but they needed to happen. Is that what that series was?
You took some shit that I was about to say and you reset it. You reiterated my shit.
I plagiarized it.
Plagiarism!
Yeah.
Okay. Guilty!
Are you going to sentence him?
Hey, that'd be fucking awesome if someone was a lawyer and you three things. You go to court, you're a lawyer, the judge, and the motherfucking person on trial.
Executioner.
Person on trial. Or the executioner, but the person on trial would be fucking great.
Do they still have stenographers in there in the courtroom? Do they need that anymore?
I wonder if stenographers are still necessary. Yeah, go ahead.
How about this?
Hatman.
How about you go to court and instead of a stenographer, you got a graffiti artist in that motherfucker. See?
Yeah. That sounds cool.
That's fucking cool.
It's very MTV.
Oh my God, that's fucking awesome.
You're pitching a new series now.
Why not? Shit.
Yeah. Well, here's one thing I'm going to pitch. I'm going to pitch we actually start the show. What do you say, JB?
I see you do
that. Green light on that?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not to be established who was who. One of you motherfuckers was the dude in bed with the dude's wife, and one of you motherfuckers was the dude, was the older gentleman.
Well.
Y'all settle that.
Well, I'm gonna start the show, and then we can decipher that. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But today is special. Today, JB has a friend here to help him out. Now, besides sharing with JB the responsibility of keeping Spider-Man safe on surprisingly very dangerous field trips, this extremely talented and funny actor, producer, writer has made it a habit of being in all of your favorites. From Freaks and Geeks to Silicon Valley and beyond, he always manages to turn in standout performances. Please welcome a man who maintains it was Mr. Dell's responsibility to get signed consent forms, the lovely Martin Starr.
Can you introduce me at every dinner that I go to? Because that sounds great.
I'm available.
Great. That was a pretty solid introduction.
Hey, man, this dude right here, man, we had a good time over there overseas, man. God damn
dude,
it.
I watched you buy a lot of clothes.
Hey, I did buy a lot of shit. And then I bought some luggage to put the shit in. Remember that time?
I remember. See? I do remember. You had to make a trip back to LA just to take a bunch of your stuff back because you knew you couldn't take it all in one trip. So you had to take a trip just to take stuff back home and then come back empty-handed so you could take more stuff when you went later.
It is amazing to shop with him. I have one pair of shoes, and to see him just buy, and he buys the best shoes though. Buys really wonderful stuff, but it's amazing.
He's got good taste.
You know what? You got me into those Breitling watches now. You did that shit. Martin, you did that shit. Miles, we were in this fucking store. We must have been in there for 3 hours and shit. 4 or 5 glasses of champagne. Because when you go to those kind of high-end stores, you sit the fuck down and they keep bringing you champagne and shit, hoping you get tipsy enough to buy a bunch of shit in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Martin loves watches, man. Oh, my God.
I didn't know I did. And then I met JB Smoove.
Yeah, man. Hey, we shot in London. We shot in Prague. We shot in Venice. What was your favorite, man? What was the best place for you?
I think because we spent so much time there in London and we really had time to get settled and get to know the area, that was my favorite. Although Venice was gorgeous too. I'm so happy we went there. I probably will never go back because it's a place that I feel like you only need to go once. And we did it in style. And by that, I mean, we paid for nothing and stayed in amazing hotels and just had an incredible experience. And I don't know that I need to do it again, but it's definitely a place where I feel like everyone should experience at some point.
Yeah, man. You know what? I felt Italy on my skin. I think I told you this. I felt that shit on my skin like I was from there. You know what I mean? All of us, Venice, Rome, whatever, you know, because my middle name is Angelo, my real middle name. And every time I pulled my passport out, the people would say, welcome back, Jedi Angelo. See? They would say that shit to me.
So in Italy, they did bad Italian accents?
Yeah.
I don't understand what they do.
Everybody's not full Italian over there. See? So right. Goodbye.
That just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Hey, it's almost like you're seeing a video of it, Miles. JB is so accurate. You understand.
Here's your meal. See?
Just like that.
And welcome back to Jerry Angelo.
It's a lot of busy work there when they talk. They got to do a lot
That's
of
what
that.
They do. That's what the fuck they do, Miles. They always do that. They always do that, Miles.
They have overactive lungs.
See?
I see that.
If you can't do that.
Hold on. What experiences were you having with these people?
Yeah, that was pre-orgasm.
That feels more than friendly.
Welcome back to Jerry Angelo.
It's a special.
And then you got to play along with the shit. Otherwise, they stop talking to you. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to be like, I'm back. I'm mama. You say that shit.
You don't want to be rude.
You don't want to be rude. You better create a fucking dialogue with them.
You better.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah, JB.
We was over there, you know. When you got the call, right, you were in a previous movie before me also. Now, when you got the call, or initially, did you think that these motherfuckers was going to give you some goddamn powers? I mean, be honest. tell Miles if you expected some goddamn powers
no.
and some kind of animal gonna bite you and give you powers too? And if they did, Martin, what the fuck would you have suggested they give you if you got those said powers?
I didn't expect it. I wouldn't have turned them down, but I didn't go into it expecting that I would have powers at some point.
Did you have a favorite Marvel hero growing up? I mean, were you into comic books at all? Or
honestly, one of the comics that I had a subscription to was Spider-Man.
Okay.
And my favorite hero was Wolverine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fucking Wolverine. Yeah.
I felt like he embodied everything I wasn't and everything I wanted to be. Like, he had attitude and balls and... It was. He also had the coolest, like his ability to just heal from him, everything.
I loved him.
Oh. Pretty badass.
I like to be a low level Wolverine, but I just got a bunch of hangnails and shit. And that shit would be fucking fabulous.
That sounds like torture. You just have hangnails that will be painful for you for the rest of your life.
No. But then when I get mad, when I squeeze my fists, they get bigger. See. Right. Then it go down.
But hangnails are like when you get a piece of nail that's hanging off and it's like, it's almost ripping skin off too. It's like going too far up the nail. That's a hangnail.
Exactly what the fuck my powers would be, Martin.
So your weakness then.
No, but that's painful for you.
That's what makes me, that gives me more strength. That gives me strength. Hangnail.
Pain?
Your weakness is either rubbing alcohol or infection. Like, those are the two things that take you down.
I think, one actually cures the other. So
maybe I wouldn't be a hero. Maybe I'm a villain with hangnails. See?
This is feeling more right.
That's feeling more right.
JB, I know you and Martin go way back, but we can't keep them all night. So I think we need to get to this quote.
Let's dive in. All right. That's my fault. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked.
All right. Well, today's quote comes from the calendar, "Keep calm and carry on." And here's the quote, Martin. "Sometimes you win... sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains." And that was uttered by Nuke. That was Tim Robbins' character in the movie Bull Durham. Screenplay by Ron Sheldon. So sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains.
Oh, I love this. You know what? I'm going to say it to myself before we go to the break. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about it. Okay?
Okay. Martin, are you going to say it to yourself or you're just kind of good?
Do I have to say it to myself at the same time? Are we all going to say it together?
To ourselves at the same time. And it'll be honor system.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, "Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains."
That's a damn song lyric, Martin. See? Somebody's going to win. Sometimes you lose, see? And if you add love onto that bitch, and now you got a tearjerker. A fucking tearjerker. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to lie. Not only is it good advice, but it's actually fucking true. Shit like, "you can't burn the candle at both ends" is not true. That shit is a lie, Martin. So the shit illegal? Are you telling me I can't do it? Or are you saying it's impossible? That you can't fucking do it.
You could do it.
You can fucking do it.
I've never done it, but I can understand physically. Physics will allow it.
So why the fuck they tell you can't do it?
It's reckless. It's just a waste of a candle. It's reckless behavior. It's a cautionary thing. It's not that you shouldn't do it, but you can do it.
Can you smoke a cigarette from both ends?
You need to pull from. That's not quite how cigarettes work. I mean, you could burn it from both ends. You couldn't smoke it.
So you mean to tell me you can't light it from both ends and smoke the bitch from the middle and like put the
but then you'd have to
and light both fucking ends? You can't do that.
See, Martin, what happens when you engage him is you sometimes you lose because you can kind of split that cigarette a little bit, get a little crack going.
Yes, and then I do see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you wouldn't want to do it because you'd be smoking in foam. You'd be inhaling foam smoke from the filter, which that's horrible. Mm-hmm. And then you also, technically, you probably have to break it enough if you wanted to actually get a pull from it. You'd have to break it enough so it actually is now two cigarettes. You split a cigarette in half and you've got a small cigarette with a big filter and then all tobacco on the other side. So technically, you're still smoking from one end.
Right.
Just two cigarettes.
I like that even in this reckless scenario, you insisted that they have a filter.
Yeah, I'm looking out for my buddy JB.
So JB, though, you were on a roll with sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You got caught with a candle.
Okay, here we go. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. It's true. Yeah. Sometimes you win and lose.
Yeah.
For example, here's a good example. Suppose you were coaching a damn little league team, one of those bad news bears type of teams that lost all the time. Oh, man, that's always sad when kids don't fucking win. Yeah. But then one day, that damn team catches fire and they make the fucking playoffs. So you take them out for pizza to celebrate and they fuck around and get food poisoning. These little bastards got the shits now. Now they got diarrhea, which dehydrates them. See that? Those little motherfuckers won and they got them lost, Martin. They won and lost at the same fucking time.
Life is complicated. It's layered.
See? What do you think about that?
So it depends where you're counting the victory, but it's still a victory, right? I mean, I suppose you can win and lose. I would imagine that most victories require a level of commitment and you have to make sacrifices, and those sacrifices could be counted as a loss. Yeah.
They lost. They fucking out the playoffs because they can't show up. They had to forfeit the goddamn game because all the kids had shits. You see?
If nothing else, leave that place a bad Yelp review because that's horrible that those kids are going to miss out on the playoff game because of that.
Because a bad pizza.
It's not their fault.
Bad pizza, not their fault. Celebrating and get food poisoning? Come on, that's not fair.
Okay. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. That's in there. You're getting
Okay. Sometimes it rains. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
The diarrhea, is the rain in this? I'm not sure, but I know.
Oh.
Just wondering.
I mean, diarrhea is on the cusp.
Yeah.
Okay. But.
Okay, how about this, Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose that same badass team never won. See? And worse yet, your damn center fielders, mom and dad, had a fight at the game all the time. Every time they fucking come, they fucking fight at the game. Yeah? And always around the third inning, you can hear them say, no, 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 fuck you. Fuck you. No, 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 fuck you. Yeah? As they peel out of the goddamn parking lot in the family's pickup truck. Right? Or how about the shortstop's mom, who always comes to the goddamn game dressed in one of those tank tops where her titties keep popping out. And then there's your damn catcher, who still hasn't gotten over the time the feds came to the game and arrested his goddamn dad at the game. Not only are those little motherfuckers losers on the field, they are taking L's left and right in their fucking real life. So what do you tell these damn kids, Martin? These little motherfuckers who never win?
I'd say, here's a slice of orange. You'll get them next time, buddy.
Wow, you've coached kids. I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a amateur coach.
You tell them exactly what you're thinking at every fucking one of their damn games as the uncoordinated asses fall down by 11 goddamn runs. You tell them to pray for rain. Pray for rain. That's what the fuck you do.
Okay.
Pray for rain. And then now I'm going back to the quote. You pray for goddamn rain.
Sometimes you want it. Sometimes you need rain. Wash away.
Rain to get your ass out of life. Oh, yeah.
Martin, I would ask you, do you feel that's a legitimate option in life or is that just a cop out to get a rain out, praying for a rain out?
I was saved by a lot of days like that, but it's never an option for growth, for sure. Giving up and asking for the easy way out.
But couldn't you, if you used it, that rain out productively and studied your mistakes and, you know, snuck into the other locker room, put Icy Hot in the other team's jock straps. I mean, if there's a productive use of time.
That's feeling more productive. okay. Making a habit of it is not good. But being saved by rain every once in a while, it's great.
It's great. Also, great out.
I gotta say, you're a solid coach. I gotta say, if I had kids, the orange slice and that bit of advice, I'd feel comfortable. I feel comfortable leaving my kids with you and then going and drinking.
I don't know if kids nowadays even have the same experience. I think it's a dated reference, no? Oranges? Is that still what kids get after a T-ball game?
Yeah, little ass kids, fuck that. They love it. They fucking love it.
I don't know. I just wonder if there's something different, you know,
Well, I think now it'll be tough because that's, you know, you're touching the, you know, it's not sealed.
Hey, you give them a goddamn fruit roll-up, see? Fruit roll-up.
Yeah.
This quick question. Now, can you eat a fucking fruit roll-up from the middle and eat the bitch inside? See?
So middle out, if you will.
Yeah. Middle left and middle right. And it just goes in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like fucking ticker tape. You ever see that shit before, Miles? Ticker tape.
Ticker tape. Yeah. Fuck that. That's an old reference. That's had stenographer. Ticker tape. We've had some old references.
I think if anyone was under 35, that we've lost them at this point.
That'll be really cool. Fruit roll up toilet paper. Now that shit's dope.
Sorry, did you say fruit roll up toilet paper?
That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah. Shit's on a roll. Well, why not?
I can feel you regret that as you say it.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
So would you eat it? Would you go into a toilet? This is not necessary to go this far into this, but I want to ask a question. If you came over to my house, JB, which you're welcome anytime, and you came to the bathroom and there was, instead of toilet paper, there was a roll of fruit roll-up that was just as thick as toilet paper in the toilet paper slot, and you sat down there, would you be like, I'd like a little bit of fruit in my diet today, and take a little slice off, like pull it down, rip a piece off, and eat it while you're taking a number two?
I would say, you creative motherfucker. That's what I would say. That's exactly what I would say.
To yourself, or would you scream it? Would I hear you throughout the house?
Oh, you would hear me say it. I would yell it, but you can hear it. That's the only way you're going to know and be acknowledged for your fucking genius.
Have you ever eaten while sitting on the toilet?
Fuck yeah. Why not? Sometimes the bathroom is the getaway. Is the getaway sometimes. I'm going to do gravies or any sauces, but anything that's solid, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't think there'd be like a platter of food.
Stroganoffs and shit like that. I want to do a stroganoff. That's what
No,
but okay. I won't say it.
Look, you got to the rain.
It was your idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to the rain, JB. Can we expand on the rain? Because I feel like we all know you can win and you can lose. The Martin seemed to have a bit of a problem as rain being a bit of like a cop out or waste of time. What's the
okay? Yeah. Let me get this. Let's get going. Okay. So I say this: rain, metaphorically speaking, based on this quote, it is a powerful force of nature. It can wash away a whole lot of shit. It can cancel a sporting event, a fucking concert, a festival, a fucking rally, a wedding, a goddamn baby shower with that fucking gender reveal shit.
Yeah.
It can erase a win or a fucking loss. Now, in baseball, they have two different scenarios when it rains. They can either cancel and reschedule or freeze that bitch right where it is and come back another time to complete it. Now, both are good options. That would be great if we could adopt into real life.
Oh, here comes a scenario.
Now, here we go. Here the fuck we go.
This will be fun.
Listen to what the fuck I'm saying here.
Okay.
Now, imagine if your partner blindsided you with some shit you did, right? Some fucking charge on your goddamn joint account. I mean, you just walked into the goddamn door like a pitcher, striding in from the goddamn bullpen. You barely have time to get to that goddamn pitcher's mound before you get hit. Line drives are coming at your fucking head. You're getting hit. And none of your fucking pitches is working. See? There's nothing you can do but pray for rain and hope they cancel and reschedule this fucking game.
Yeah.
And while she's at bat, she hears the baby start to cry in the middle of this fucking blowout. You see? This is a rain droplet of opportunity. So you say, well, let me go check on the baby. Maybe we can do this some other time. Error. You just made a fucking error. See, this is all baseball metaphors. You made a fucking error.
Sure. See? I feel like I'm watching a game.
So she yells out. So Miles, she yells out. No, not so fast, motherfucker. You stay where the fuck you are. I'll see what she needs, and then I'll be right back here and handle your ass.
Yeah.
We're going to pick this shit up where we left off. Sometimes we pray for rain, but it doesn't always come.
That's rough. Sometimes we want it in theory, but you got to deal with life. Life doesn't offer you many rainstorms in the middle of real situations.
People say all the time, Miles, you hear someone say, when it rains, it pours? Come on, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong?
Well, see? I would say...
And then they also say, it never rains in Southern California.
It rained on Monday.
It did rain on Monday. It fucking did Monday. It's Raining Men. Martin, remember that song? Hit the goddamn pavement.
Martin, JB's getting ready to close this up. Before he closes it up, I would like to offer you an opportunity to sum up what you feel about sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. If you had a takeaway on this?
I mean, my first instinct was different. I think I understand more what this saying is meant to mean now, because sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. It's like, sometimes you just don't finish. So it's neither a win nor a loss. But when I first was digesting it, that's not what occurred to me. I think it was more, I thought about it more as sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and then sometimes it rains, which is just a totally different occurrence. and rain is something that some people find beautiful and some people find to be a nuisance, depending on the situation. And it doesn't necessarily always alter the results of a competition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
yeah,
basketball right. game isn't, rain has nothing to do with basketball. You're already indoors. But I get it now. It's clearly a reference to a baseball or an outdoor sport.
Or I would say, though, I would add, as JB threw in there in the argument, you know, the baby crying or something, sometimes there's a distraction that mm-hmm. can be the rain that mm-hmm. prevents you from following through on what it is that you need to do. And that is it. I mean, I think it's sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And you went there at a certain point in what you were saying. So sometimes you don't get to complete things because of things that are out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can't control the rain.
Yeah.
But that was your thought. This was my thought. Let's hear the master.
Hey, you know another thing?
What?
They don't stop the game over? A motherfucker running on the field naked. Now, yeah, that shit right there, you would think that motherfucker would stop the game. Am I right, Martin? Somebody runs out there with their junk bouncing and shit. They fucking running butt-ass naked on the field.
Sorry, what are you focused on?
I'm saying, these motherfuckers running on the field with their junk out, butt-ass naked on the fucking field.
Yeah.
You know what hasn't been done yet?
What?
Well, what's that motherfucker who runs around the field and you got to race him?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, they do it at every, like, in the Phillies.
Sometimes the presidents.
Yeah. I like to see a motherfucker race that goddamn mascot, butt-ass naked. That should stop a mm-hmm. game. Amazing idea.
Well, JB.
Amazing idea.
Martin gave you his feelings. I gave you mine. End this for us. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. You gave us a lot of baseball, more baseball than I thought you knew.
Yep.
How do you close this out?
And fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. I'm sure Charmin is at work right now putting together that product.
Okay. This is for everyone out there listening to this show. We've taken you down some avenues. We've been in some stadiums. We've done a lot. You know, we pointed out several things that should be different. We've even had raining men, motherfuckers falling from the sky, hitting the goddamn pavement, you know, for thirsty-ass women.
A tragedy waiting to happen. Men just hitting the pavement.
This for you. This is what we give you to put in your fucking pocket or wherever. Your life is your career. And during that career, you're going to have some wins and some losses. You'll have some career highlights and a few career lowlights. Now, maybe you make the playoffs a few times. Maybe you do. You may even win a championship or two. Now, during your career, just know you're going to take some losses. And fuck with you. You might even have a few losing seasons thrown in there. Learn to enjoy the rainouts. Learn to enjoy the do-overs, the breaks from the fucking norm, because like they say, there's more to life than winning or losing. Shit!
Wow. Mm-mm. That was more right. sense in that moment than you made in the other 3 hours.
What are you talking about, Miles?
I'm going to agree with Miles.
Thank you.
No, wait a minute. So I didn't make any sense with these metaphors?
I just said more. I didn't say metaphoric sense.
Hadn't
made any.
Oh, yeah. He was giving you a compliment. It sounds like you turned a win into a loss right in front of us.
Yeah. Which...
There we go.
And now it's just raining.
And
as it rains, I'm going to read the closing credits. Thank you for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give special thanks to Work and Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. Today, I want to give an even specialer thanks to the one, the only Martin Starr. As always, we hope you had a good time. Maybe we even inspired along the way. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
I'm towards the back!
Yeah, J.B. Smoove, and he's...
Martin.
There you go. You got it.
We did it. And I'm enjoying the rain.
Yeah. And catch them both in Spider-Man No Way Home, whenever Marvel decides to release that. I think it's in December or something like that. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Martin, thank you for being a part of this game. It was an amazing game. Hey.
Yeah.
Down by 11, you still fucking won. Yeah.
So we do.
This has been a Team Coco production.